Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Trump has kicked the habit of funding the Palestinian terrorist in Israel. That's the headline. In one moment, Itamar Marcus comes to this broadcast table to give us more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
President Trump came after the Palestinian people, but it looks to me like the Palestinians are coming back at President Trump as well. Is that the case?
That is definitely the case. The United States has been funding the Palestinian Authority with very large, hundreds of millions of dollars, sometimes $500 million a year. Seems so strange. You know, you figure, why would the United States keep funding them if they keep insulting them? And finally, President Trump announced that this is going to change.
You know, to me, Itamar, it's very interesting. As I noticed, after the president declared Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish people, the Palestinians said that was an act of war. The peace process is dead. We're not going to continue. And in fact, that's, I think, part of the motivation from President Trump. He says no money if you're not going to go to the table and start to discuss the possibility of a resolution to this Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Yes, that certainly is part of it, and even a good part of it. Part of what I think Trump's problem was is that he very publicly stated that he believes he can get the sides to reach an agreement. Now, I think when he made that statement, he didn't realize how far apart the sides were, and I also think he never realized that the Palestinian Authority never wanted to reach an agreement, and today doesn't want to reach an agreement. So what happens is you've got the President of the United States promising an agreement, and then the Palestinians saying, we're not even going to talk, and that makes him look very bad. So that certainly is part of the reasoning to cut off funding to the Palestinian Authority.
Itamar Marcus with the details on why the United States may well stop funding the terrorists of the Palestinian people in Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Since Yasser Arafat came to power over the Palestinian people in the Middle East, they have used U.S. dollars to fund their terrorism against the Jewish people. Arafat is gone. Now Mahmoud Abbas has replaced him and has only increased the use of U.S. funds to support Palestinian terrorism, even paying the families of Palestinian terrorists while the terrorists are in jail. A very intense study of the Palestinian people will take you back some 4,000 years to Esau, when Jacob's twin brother said that he would kill Jacob and his descendants, the Jewish people. The descendants of Esau have the same desire today, and that is to kill the Jews. That's found in Ezekiel chapter 35 and verse 5. Even if the United States stops funding the Palestinian terrorism, Ezekiel's prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...